Everyone, welcome to We Watch Stuff 166. I am Jeremy. Joining me, as always, is Shahid. What's going on, you big bully?
Nothing much. I'm enjoying being the big bully. I enjoy taking my week sabbatical from Twitter, being back, and seeing that I haven't really missed too much.
I just like the fact it was only a week.
Yeah. Yep. And it felt like 2 weeks, and I got back within 5 minutes. Like, no wonder I left.
Well, yeah, I didn't get on it too much. I still don't. But I got on over the weekend because of, like, just real quick, there's a continuation of something I was talking with Kevin. Went to the ROH show here in Concord. And as said on the show, the Stunt Granny show, I don't know how they're going to fill 10,000 people for Madison Square Garden with what they have. But, like, what I wanted to bring up with you, and so did you watch any of the AEW rally?
Yeah, I saw bits and pieces.
All right. Did you see the crowd?
Yeah.
All right. That's a, like, there's that universal stereotype of wrestling fans, and there's a definite reason for that. You know, I started watching some of the rally after I went to ROH. I was like, I already knew the highlights. I don't need to watch this thing. And plus, the Being the Elite audio was garbage, so I was like, I just couldn't watch it. There's a universal type, and it's like, you know, I always complain about how they need to make wrestling shirts that aren't black. I see the error in my ways. I get it, and man. I'm trying to be nice about this stuff.
Why?
One, everyone took showers. As far as everyone around me, we always complain about hygiene. Apparently, they got the memo. So that was nice. And, well, no, there's always one. We always complain about it. Like, have some self-respect, you know? I mean, I know you're going to wrestling, but you're not wrestling. You're watching it. So you don't need to smell like the guys after they're done. Anyways... But no, it's like we had a good crowd around us, except for a few of the guys. And I just realized, like, during the women's match, they started chanting, "This is wrestling." If you read any of the reviews, the women's match was the low light of the card because it was bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just sitting there going, these are the people that are going to go to the AEW shows, which I will go to one if it's around here, but. I just wonder what these shows are going to look like. I was like,
you already know how it's going to look like. It's like a worse version of an NXT crowd. Like, you know, exactly how, because it's kind of like, you know, the type of fan that's into this. And it's funny hearing you describe it. Like, people get on WWE. The one thing I say about their crowds is, like, it's way more diverse depending on the show you go to, especially like house shows and like big shows compared to like other places.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah, the diversity still hasn't gotten to the crowds. Like the cards mainly.
Yeah. But even like the fans, like it's not that it's just one type of like one race of fan. It's the fan tend to like look the exact same way. It's going to be a guy of a certain age group. He's going to wear a black shirt. He's going to wear some baggy basketball shorts or some sweatpants and some jeans. You know, like he's going to be like he hadn't had a tan, and he's going to be either real smug or real belligerent half the time.
Yeah, they were all over on this one. And like the smug guy was around us. And like they're chanting, "This is awesome." I was like, the guy did a dive through the ropes. We've seen that 17 times already. Like, just slow down. It doesn't matter. But you guys can listen to Stunk Ready for that stuff. But and here's where I really wanted to go. So we see online, you know, like you order T-shirts. I take a double XL because my shoulders are too wide.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes me look baggy. I can't stand it. So I like the... Like, WWE shirts I refuse to buy now because they're basically wearing cardboard. And then, I don't know, what's the soft material? Like, it's soft cotton or something? Soft blend? Tri-blend?
It's either tri-blend or Egyptian or Pima cotton.
Yeah. Those are nice, because those kind of, yeah. Like, at least, you know, don't make you look like a square. So, I'm looking at double XL, I'm like, these are pretty damn big, man. And then I'm looking around going, what size are these? because, like, I don't get, I don't see where you're, they're advertising triple X, quadruple, and quintuple X. Like, where the hell are these coming from?
I've never seen shirts that size until I went to a wrestling show. I didn't know they made above two X's unless you went to big and tall. Until I went to a wrestling show and I saw stuff was like starts from like small to like 5X, and I'm like, who's wearing 5X? And then you see who's wearing 5X, and you realize why. Like, they didn't do that by accident. Like, somebody's buying that.
Yeah, and it's like, I'm not even trying to be dick about it. It's just, it's something I never thought of until this weekend. Like, where's the stuff coming from? Like, and how much does that cost? Which
they charge like extra $5.
I would hope so. I mean, that makes sense. I don't understand why a small, medium, large, extra large, all those are the same price. Doesn't make any sense to me. It's less material. Anyways, and that's for guys. And believe me, I know the guys have it way better for cost wise on clothes than women do. So that garbage.
Well, I'm still the anti. I'm like, they need more wrestling shirts. They need wrestling shirts in more than one color, because it's just, it's only a few shirts I've seen that I could like wear in public, right, that are like black, and because it's like, it's just so, it's 2019, like everything's black with big blocky print, and it is just like, oh, either I'll pretend I'm a bouncer at a bar, or I really don't have any friends, like. I'm not wearing that in public. I'll be 40 next month. Like, I don't need to walk around dressed like Cody Rhodes, like a suit and jacket everywhere. But yeah, like, I can't have a big. I mean, if you want to, wear that shirt, that's fine. I'm not wearing a shirt with like a flaming skull and a whole bunch of lines and just looking like I'm just nine. Like, no.
Yeah, not 2019. Not at our age.
I'm not doing that. Like, I just. If other people feel comfortable doing that, then God bless them. I'm like, no. I don't even like shirts with like, I've moved away from shirts with big logos anyway. I think the last wrestling shirt I brought was like a Brie Bella shirt. That was just like as a joke. I brought a Brie Bella shirt.
I forgot you had that one.
Yeah.
That's right.
Just like the proof point, like I'm like, I don't, you can't beat me, so I can wear the shirt if you want. You can't say nothing about it. But beyond that, it's like, yeah, I'm not, it's still like wrestling has changed, and it seems like certain parts of wrestling haven't kept up with the changes. Like, they still want to be stuck in like this whole late 90s, early 2000s mindset, and it's like, we're past that.
Yeah, and well, at least WWE has kind of gone forward a little bit, because now you can customize your shirt. You can actually choose the color, which is pretty sweet.
Yes, it is. Speaking of WWE moving forward and customizing, I watched SmackDown. Like, I didn't watch Raw, and I'm actually disappointed because apparently I missed a lot of stuff that happened, both good and bad, on Raw. Yeah. I did watch SmackDown, and okay, I'm glad it ended the way it ended. But this whole Naomi, Mandy Rose made Jimmy Uso like the biggest damn jerk in the world. So you trying to tell me, you know, this woman has issues with your wife, and they be going back and forth like, what, a month and a half, 2 months? You know she's been antagonizing you just to get at your wife, and she sends you the hotel key. And your brother asked, first, I laughed at the brother asked, well, what you going to do? Like, why you even ask this question? And your response is, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? Like, Jimmy Uso's a baby face.
Yeah.
This isn't like mid-SmackDown era when Batista was basically sexually assaulting Melina and getting away with it because he was a baby face, or when Dawn Marie was doing it to, like, you know, Tori Wilson. Like, that was back in the day. It's funny that, like, a lot of that stuff did happen on SmackDown, come to think of it. Anyway, it's not like that era. It's like, you know what she's doing. Y'all married. Even if it's just like some random woman, like, why don't you come to my hotel room? And your brother asks, well, what you going to do? Your answer should not be, I don't know. If it's a woman that's actively in conflict with your wife, like, I'm watching this and I'm just like, like I figure it had to be some type of setup, because otherwise Jimmy Uso just looks like a jerk.
Right.
Because if even Sonya Deville is like, what are you doing? Like, aren't you going like a little too far with this whole thing? And Mandy Rose's response is, you know, I can't stand Naomi, so I'll do anything possible to get on her nerves a little bit, including breaking up her marriage.
Yeah,
that's more than a little bit.
So, and here's like, I know it's wrestling, but here's another thing. Why would you say that in front of a camera? You know,
cameras like, don't count.
I know. It's just
because it's kind of like, who's filming that when they're in the room? Like, I've learned that whole thing. Like, cameras don't, like, cameras and wrestlers have always been a weird thing. Because sometimes it's like, who's filming this? And it's like,
but sometimes they do a decent job of like sneaking the camera or happening upon something. Mm-hmm. But this is just blatant. Like, they're staged right in front of it. And I think it's a weird dynamic in that part with Deville and Mandy Rose. Like, they're supposed to be partners. And even Deville's like, I don't know about this. So it's like, are they turning her face, or is this another setup on their end?
No, it's kind of like, even that they're partners and friends, it's kind of like, this seemed like this is going a little too far. Because it's funny, when she did the whole mistletoe thing, like, Deville was there all laughing and smiling, like, this is cool. But this whole, like, I'm giving you a key to the apartment, like, yeah, like, I know you don't like her, but kind of like, you know, this, like, even villains have voices of reason sometimes. And Mandy Rose basically being a wily coyote, like, having all these plans and none of them ever work in the right way. Yeah. It's just hilarious, because it's like, as soon as he shows up, and then the dude runs in with that old paparazzi camera, I'm like, you know, we got iPhones now.
Yeah.
Like, even, and we have like regular cameras, like, they don't have this big thing, like, this is TMZ. And I'm just sitting here laughing. It's like, I'm going to take pictures here, and your wife's going to see that you were in this room with me, and how she makes you feel. And it's like, you know, I'm saying, she do got a point. It's like, why is he in the room? And it's like, oh, my wife. And as soon as he said that, it's like, okay, so she's there. And then we talking about, like, okay, Naomi shows up, they fighting, and Naomi ends up getting beat up anyway. And then Jimmy comes back. Oh, I'm sorry, baby. You get him next time. Let me tell you something. Let that be my wife. And I just let her get beat up, and I don't do nothing. I know it's like this whole world, you can't do that. Yeah, my ass. Like, you think I'm getting any arrest when I get home? You think I'm just going to be like, oh, you'll get them next time? I didn't want to jump in because I wanted a fair fight.
If you get involved, you're getting arrested.
For
basically assaulting the female, which is worse.
Wait a second. We're not using real world logic. We use wrestling
logic. Okay.
So yeah,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking real world.
No,
and I'm like,
if real world ain't gonna be no damn real world's not gonna be no damn cameras, and we're not even gonna talk about that. So that's gonna be handled be handled one way or the other. We're talking about whole wrestling lot. Like, the whole thing is just hilarious because they've been doing this for like 2 months and change, and they haven't even had a match yet.
Man, I'm telling you, I know you were joking. I definitely think you brought it up, and I started looking at the parallels. It ended, like, this angle part of it ended the day that Temptation Island thing started. I seriously think you're onto something. And, you know, he's Jimmy, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'm finally kind of able to tell them apart by watching Up, Up, Down, Down. Just by their beards. If they shave, all bets are off. But, you know, just watching, I was like, all right, so he's being tempted. I'm going, and you mentioned it, and I thought, he's like, you're onto something. I honestly think you got it. Like a subtle tie-in. And the only thing that would have been more perfect is if they would have come back out of that and gone right to a commercial for Temptation Island. Or the announcers are like, you know, here's a sneak preview, blah, 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 coming up next. And then it would have been blatantly obvious. But no, I seriously think you're onto something with that one. And now they're going to wrestle, which that's fine. But
I don't even know. Like, I'm sure it's going to be a few more. Like, first, I'm thinking, like, you know, they're definitely going to interact with the Royal Rumble.
Oh, yeah. Because,
of course. And the second, like, where does this end? Like, they got to have a match sooner or later. But it's like, you know, I'm sure it'll be more skits. Because I won't lie, it's just funny. Because it's like, they're doing stuff that WWE didn't really do too much anymore. Like, they haven't done this in a while.
Yeah.
So just to see it again is just hilarious. Like, it's more like a smarter version of that whole like Dawn Marie, Tori Wilson stuff.
Yeah.
Which is like, yeah, when's the last time you watched that? And we can move on from wrestling after this.
Watch what?
The Tori Wilson, any of that Tori Wilson, Dawn Marie stuff.
Oh God, I think since it happened.
Yeah. You know, I don't know why. I think I was watching something else and it came up as like suggestions, and I'm watching that and I'm listening to, like, especially got to the part when they're in the hotel room and the crowd's like cheering. I'm like, y'all know this is like sexual assault, right? Like, I'm watching this the whole time, and I remember, like, I don't think I was watching WWE like that when it happened. I remember catching up on it like later and thinking this is kind of like gross. But just watching it now, I'm like, this is just wrong. Like, this is just like wrong. And the crowd is all like, ooh, girls kissing. Like, this is so hot and everything. And I'm like, no, she's blackmailing this woman into having sex to leave her dad alone. And clearly, like, don't, like, Tori is not in it at all. She just won't be anywhere else. And Dawn Marie's just like a damn sexual predator, and the crowd's cheering.
Yeah,
and I'm like,
because
it's two chicks.
That's literally.
I thought about that at first. I thought about, well, maybe it's two chicks, but then I thought about the whole thing with Batista and Melina.
I don't remember that stuff. I just remember the behind the scenes. Like,
oh, you don't remember that angle? It was kind of like basically Melina's like, okay, I know you want a tag team title match, because he was teamed with Rey Mysterio. It's like, if we have sex, will you not have the title match? And Batista's like, sure, whatever you say. So you see them about to make out. They go to commercial break. They come back, and she's like looking like she's putting her clothes on, like, this finished having sex. Like, oh, you know, thanks for the warm-up. I'll see you later in the ring. And she's like, I thought we had a deal. It's like, oh, no, I just wanted to need a warm-up for our match. And the crowd's cheering and laughing like, ha ha, he got over. And it's like, technically, Batista just committed a crime. Like, if you know, it's kind of like, yeah, if you go to, like, you go to a restaurant, and like, I know it's like a bad analogy, but the crime, like, if you go to a restaurant, it's like, okay, I feed you the steak, you pay me $30, and you eat the steak, and you don't pay the $30, that's theft. The same thing applies in, like, you know, if you agree for sex, like, you know, having sex, like, yeah, I got a condom on, you take the condom off, continue having sex, like, yeah, that's a crime. Having sex under false pretenses is sexual assault, last time I checked.
But is that one false pretenses if she's the one that came forward with it?
No, but if he agreed, it's not like he said, like, I'll think about it. If it's like, we agree to this, and then you do it, it's like, nah.
Yeah, verbal contract. Yeah,
okay. Yeah, it's even worse thing about the behind the scenes stuff, knowing that they was really, you know, an item for a little bit. But just watching that, and it's like, Batista's the hero. Like, he was the babyface. Yeah. He got cheered, and the announcer was like, "Oh, he, you know, he just used his brains to pull a fast one." Like, imagine that happened now. Just think about that. Like, if that was like, I don't know, AJ Styles did that. I wouldn't even say Johnson. Like, some, because, you know, John Cena's done his own stuff. But, like, you know, yeah, like, wrestling, people can. I never trust anybody who missed the good old days of wrestling. Like, talking about certain eras. Because, yeah, them good old days don't really hold up well, because, you know, under scrutiny. And I was just thinking about that, comparing, like, the whole Mandy Rose, Naomi stuff to how they used to do things. Because if it had been the Attitude Era, best believe, you know, either Jimmy would have done it, or he would have switched with his brother and had Jay do it.
Oh, yeah, because Jay is not married on screen. That's right. So, mm-hmm. All right. Hey, hang on a second. I'm going to stop this. My computer's acting weird, so I want to make sure it doesn't crash on me. Hang on a second. Yeah, we had a technical glitch there. So, yeah, so the one takeaway from this, though, I do miss those, like, out-of-the-arena skits. Or, like, because they used to do those all the time. They go and do, like, production stuff somewhere else. So if there's a big positive out of that is, you know, at least we got something different, which is good. It's almost like they're trying. But
yeah.
But yeah, speaking of trying, depending on who you believe, rumors, whatever else, three people asked for their release today, or WWE is afraid they're going to ask for their release soon, or WWE is going to release all three of them soon. And we're talking about the Revival specifically, and Dustin Rhodes slash Goldust. Don't all three of these guys seem like Goldust? Whatever. I mean, he's had a long career. He hasn't been used in forever. So okay, but you know, it's his brother's company, so automatically people will assume he wants to leave to go there. And then you've got the Revival, who. There were problems with them in NXT coming to the main roster. They're on the main roster, and those problems just got amplified. They also have seemingly built-in feud with the Young Bucks. If they do get released, you know the Bucks are going to sign them, and I mean just money like crazy. So out of that. It's not a surprise of Revival, like, especially the way they've been used, if you want to look at it that way. But isn't this exactly what we thought was going to happen when the Revival came up?
Yeah, like I told somebody, it's, you know, they have a stone ceiling, they don't have a chisel.
Yeah, I mean,
like, it's a limit to, they basically in the wrong time frame. Like the wrong like era as far as like wrestling with how they look and how they wrestle, and they don't fit Raw with the aesthetic that Raw wants, and SmackDown's too crowded.
Yeah,
like that's basically the bottom. Like I know a lot of people loved them in NXT. I was like, they're good. I'm not like I wasn't a fan, but I acknowledged how good they were. But I was the same thing. It's like, yeah, this. Style's not gonna work if they don't push them as like the number one guys. And the issue came, was it Wilder that kept getting hurt? He got hurt twice. Both got hurt. Yeah, yes. It's like, you know, they had to deal with injury things. And then even when the Raw tag teams kind of like clear it out with a lot of people moving over to SmackDown, you know, you messing around. You could tell they didn't really want them to have the titles because first, you know, you had the B team getting it, and then Bobby Roode and Chad Gable getting it. It's like. Even without, even not talking about AOP, is yeah, it's like AOP being there and being what they really want. Being the secondary heel tag team, you don't got to look for it, is not the place to be in WWE.
Yeah. You know? And, well, especially being, what, maybe 6 foot tall? And frankly, they don't have physiques that stand out.
Anderson and Gallows are far bigger. Have way more, like, you know, accomplishments and have the bodies that they want, and they struggle to get time.
Yeah, they've had so one match all year.
And they made a point, like, you know, we have a match for, like, months.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, so what chance to revive it? So, yeah, if they can go somewhere else and kind of, like, have their own freedom and make money and actually, like, get to wrestle and enjoy themselves, by all means, because, like, it's not like it's going to get any better.
No, I can't see how it's going to get better on Raw because... And what was funny, and it was pointed out, like, this week on Raw, they actually, like, they were treated almost like baby faces when they aren't. You know, for weeks they keep getting screwed, so they finally got one over on somebody. But it's like, they finally got one over on the baby faces. Like, what? And then, I my memory's fuzzy today. Were Gable and Roode even on Raw?
I didn't even watch Raw.
Okay, I don't think they were. And it's like, someone posted the tag teams on Raw and the tag teams on SmackDown. There needs to be an almost immediate reshuffle. It's painful how bad Raw's tag teams are, except for the fact you got AOP and you got the Revival to where, and then you got Roode and Gable. Well, SmackDown's basically focusing on three teams. Well, focus on those three. The AOP, you'll get a good match out of those guys as long as they're in the ring with somebody who can get them there. Because they're not there on their own yet. I'm not saying they never will be, but, you know, them being dominant monsters and then losing to roll-ups, I mean, yeah, it's getting kind of off track, but there's plenty of room there. There's plenty that can happen. But if you're the Revival, you just look and go, I don't know if this is going to work out. Because, I mean, can you imagine them in a feud with a New Day? Like, verbally?
I mean, it'll be like, they could hang, but it's like, we've seen that. That's the That's the thing. It's kind of like it's. I personally would rather like they could just do something somewhere else so they can like enjoy themselves. Because like I don't care about them in WWE. Like, to be perfectly honest, like I know they're talented, but I just don't enjoy watching their matches. Like I'm not a fan of that style anymore. Like I, you know, that whole oh they work the body part. Like I seen Arn Anderson and Tully Blanchard. Like that was 20 some years ago. And yeah, they did it like a more updated style in NXT. But I'm like, the Usos was doing that when they were heels on SmackDown, and they were doing it more entertaining than the Revival was. Like, no disrespect to Revival having that great match with, you know, DIY and Authors of Pain, and they were like big fish in small pond, yeah. And they had great matches in that arena, and they got the WWE. They didn't get that chance because it's kind of like. The size difference is very noticeable when they're in with certain teams, and Raw is just AOP. SmackDown it's going to be like when if they fight like, you know, Sanity or Anderson Gallows or the Bludgeon Brothers when they ever come back, or even like Cesaro and Sheamus, who are not small people at all. The size difference is going to be very noticeable.
Yeah.
And their problem are their heel team. And it's like, what? It's already like two or three heel teams on SmackDown as it is anyway.
Yeah.
And they can't be better baby faces than the Usos or the New Day. So what are we doing?
Yeah. And the thing is, the Bludgeon Brothers are clear. So they could be popping up anytime now. That was one of those things that went under the radar. Roland and Harper have been working out down at the Performance Center. So they come back. My God. I mean, Gallows and Anderson. They must be asked, can we just go back to Raw? I mean,
I think eventually they will, but it's like at least they get noticed, they can have a thing. And it's kind of like, you know, Raw. Do you really want to be part of the Raw tag team division?
Yeah, I know.
They have a thing, but it's kind of like, yeah, I know SmackDown's crowded, but SmackDown tag division is more appreciated anyway. It's like you still get paid whether you want it or not, so.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be a curious time now with AEW, because they got a guy that brought this up last night. They got a guy that's far richer than McMahon is. Mm-hmm. And he's got people in place who are wrestlers who are like, we need this, this needs to happen, this needs to happen. Now, it doesn't mean their ideas are all correct, but
it's not like they got to spend a whole lot of money either.
Yeah, and it's not like they're spending their money.
Yeah, like, and that's the most important. Like, the big difference is, like, when it was WCW and WWF, you had to spend a lot of money to get, like, Hulk Hogan or, like, Scott Hall and Kevin Nash and stuff like that. You ain't got to spend a lot of money to get the Revival. Like, AJ Styles, if you want to get him, yeah, you got to put a checkbook out. Like, how many people in it, like, Adam Cole? You don't got to pay Adam Cole $3 million a year to get him. Like, I mean, to be perfectly honest, no disrespect. It's not a lot of people they could get that would cost a lot of money anyway, because most of the people that would make big money are, like, too old or not going. Like, Roman Reigns, like, Seth Rollins ain't leaving. Like, right. Roman Reigns wouldn't leave, you know. So, it's kind of limited, like, who they would get that would cost a lot of money, which is probably a good thing. Like, you don't have to worry about retreads, because there's not that many retreads. It's like, the Undertaker ain't showing up on AEW, to put it like,
yeah, you know, exactly. Yeah.
An example like that. So it's not that era. So it's kind of like, if you want people that aren't being used by WWE, you can get them at an affordable rate and still give them a better deal than WWE is giving them.
Especially if you give them less dates. Like, I mean, I don't remember. Does WWE pay for travel? I know they don't pay for hotels
and
that.
It depends on the some people they do, some people they don't. I remember thinking it's kind of like in their contract based on who they are. Like, I remember it was a big thing where certain people got like a bus.
Yeah. Seems like a lot of them do now. The older guys.
I don't blame them for all that traveling. It's like, right. You really want to be stuck on. Like, that's why Brock Lesnar left in the first place. The damn travel. He's like, no. So, and one more thing, wrestling related.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it was an issue. Like, when Andrade's this Andrade now, and it's like, okay. I mean, WWE's done that before, so I'm like, there's no big thing. And I got back on Twitter today, and apparently it's a thing. Like, a lot of people have these issues with it, talking about, oh, they don't appreciate them, and we got to learn to pronounce, you know, such as John Bradshaw, Layfield, but we can't say Andrade Cien Almas. And I was like, three parts of it. One, people complain when he got that name in the first place because that wasn't his original wrestling name to begin with. And it's like, why couldn't they just call him El Sombra, La Sombra? He's got this fake name that's hard to pronounce. Two, he just got, what, 20 minutes, 25 minutes with Rey Mysterio, and had a great-ass match. And it's like, I think that matters more than his name. And three, it's WWE. They've done that with everybody. And when I say everybody, I mean everybody. I mean, you could talk about how they did it with Neville or Cesaro or Rusev. Or you could talk about the fact they did that with Triple H and The Rock.
Well, even John Bradshaw Layfield became JBL.
Yeah, it's like, you know, they've done that with everybody. Kane the Undertaker used to be Kane the Undertaker. Then he became the Undertaker. Big Show lost his name because he used to be Big Show Paul White, and he was the Big Show. People got tired of saying Hunter Hearst Helmsley, so they said Triple H. Like, you know, Rocky Maivia became The Rock. People get their first name chopped off or their last name chopped off. Like, it happens. Like, I wasn't tied to the name, but WWE's done it long enough to everybody where it's kind of like, you know, it didn't bother me that much. Although I laughed that they chopped off his name, but Lashley became the almighty Bobby Lashley. And they are quick to say the entire phrase, first name and last name. And so that's how I'm going to refer to the almighty Bobby Lashley, because it's just so damn hilarious that those two things existing at the same time. But it's like, this is what we're complaining. That's like, this is the stuff I don't miss from Twitter. Like, it's just, I mean, I could see it's the whole thing. It's kind of like, you know, the name has, if it's like a cultural way, because the name is cool when you say it.
It is. So, it's very cool.
But it's just hilarious that people complain when he got the name in the first place. Now he's finally getting like a real push, and people complain that he doesn't have that name that they didn't like to begin with. And they finally like it. And it's like, oh, they took his name away. They took his identity away. I'm sure him winning matches and getting chances will make up for that.
Yeah. Well, remember when Kenta showed up, they changed to Hideo Itami. And now, I mean, Kenta still sounds cooler, by the way, but now he's just Hideo Itami. When do you remember he's actually in WWE, which is kind of sad. I mean, what was Prince Divot? They changed
the Finn Balor. Like, it's not just they change your names when you come in. It was like, you know, you used to have a first name and last name, and then they chop off either the first name or the last name. And it's like, yeah, it's kind of like, unless it's your real name or it's a cool first name and last name, or you sound like, they're not going to call John Cena John or Cena. Like, that just sound weird. Or they're not going, it's Randy. Like, no, you're not going to do that. So, but yeah.
Well, I wish you wouldn't have brought him up, damn it.
Yeah, but beyond that, it's kind of like, if you have and I've noticed, if one of your names had three syllables or more, it's a good chance it's getting chopped off.
Yeah,
like you can't have a three-syllable first name and a two or three-syllable last name, and it's not your real name. Like, something getting chopped, you know. Like Adrian Neville's, like, you know, if it was like Mike Neville, you might have had a chance to keep it. Adrian, nope.
Well, Adrian also was a poor choice, anyways. So
Alexander Rusev, nope, just Rusev. Antonio Cesaro, Antonio.
Yeah, I forget that. So I was trying to remember what his first name was. That's right.
Seamus O'Shaughnessy? No, yes. That's a little too Irish for me, pal. So, no. Seamus. Like, yeah, that's just how... And it's normally the men. They don't... Although women, it's funny. Like, Charlotte Flair was just Charlotte. And then she became Charlotte Flair again.
Yep.
So, it's kind of like, well, you know, Ric Flair's her dad. So, we might as well, like, hype that. Or, like, Natalya Neidhart lost her last name. Like, it happens, you know. Layla lost her last name. Eve Torres lost her last name. You know, it's like, it's a good chance if you're a wrestler and you might lose your first name or your last name in WWE.
Yeah, as long as the name on the paycheck's correct, I don't think they're going to care. As long as the name on the merchandise gets sold, that's all they're going to care about. And that's all we should care about, too.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, this is the stuff that I was missing from Twitter. Like, I just enjoyed watching SmackDown. I did enjoy that Shane McMahon video because I'm like, yeah, you forget Shane's an athlete.
Yes. But boy, I'll tell you what, at the end of SmackDown, man, he looks like he was in some pain. Like, and I know that move's rough anyways, but he's almost, he's 50 years old now, or 49, whatever he is, 47. I mean, imagine us doing that. That'd hurt like hell, man.
He's doing that in jeans.
In sneakers. Yeah, I know. It's like, no, I'm not like bagging on him for being hurt, but it's like, how much more has he got?
He's doing that. Becky Lynch is wrestling in street clothes like it's no thing. Like, I'm like, that's just I'm giving kudos to them being like athletes and doing that. And one more thing before we move to the next thing. I didn't watch Raw. So I heard that Bobby Lashley won the title.
Yeah.
Heard that part. Yep. And something happened to Alexa Bliss.
Okay.
Because so, I didn't hear about it, and my friends didn't tell me about it until somebody brought it up, talking about what's wrong with WWE between Naomi and Mandy Rose and Alexa Bliss. It's been like, you know, Brazzers week.
It was weird. And the reason it was weird is because they've taken a lot of the sexuality out of wrestling, out of their product, you know, because they're going for that audience, right? Well, so this, one, there's this intern knocking at her door. Say, Miss Bliss, you're up next. Hello? He knocks, I think, a good 6 times. So he's like, Miss Bliss opens the door. And so you're expecting her to, like, be knocked out or something. And when he gets in there, she's changing clothes. So she, like, hurries up, covers herself up, and turns her back to him. And she goes, what are you doing here? Did you even knock? And it's like, yeah, he knocks 6 times. Like, you're standing in front of the door. And that was the big thing. And then she kind of stood there with, like, her, you know, her, whatever she's covering her chest with, and tell him to get out. Like, she wasn't pleased, which, I mean, I guess she shouldn't be. But it was strange. Because they don't do anything like that anymore.
Yeah, like, my whole thing is, like, why? Like, I don't, like, don't why? Know. Like, that just seemed kind of like, you know, somebody wanted to see what she looked like, or, like, did she, somebody, she turned down, like, oh, leave Buddy Murphy, get with me? like, what's going, like, I don't get the whole thing. It's funny you bring that up about the whole sex thing. Like, they're finally, like, adding a little more, like, a little bit. They're not going over the top because it's still, like, you know, a PT show. But for the longest, it's like, you know, you didn't, and we've talked about before, if you watch WWE, you, like, none of them like girls.
Yeah.
Like, it was like only heels were allowed to be sex symbols, and it was like baby faces stopped liking girls, and unless they were married.
By the way, like I thought I had my my mic muted. By the way, sorry about that.
No, yeah. But it's just so this hearing that is just weird because they don't put women in that position anyway anymore. Because, like, you know, women are say that was Becky Lynch, or like Bailey. You'd be like, what are you doing? You know, like, you can see if, like, a Mandy Rose situation, because they play up her sexuality all the time. Like, she's basically like a seductress and almost like a floozy. So, but no, they never, like, portrayed Alexa Bliss like that. So, yeah, that is weird.
Like, the only person that they've really kind of played any sexuality up with is Mandy Rose. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, the entrance, the way she conducts herself, all that. And yeah, it was just bizarre. I didn't really care. I mean, it was gratuitous in the fact that it was just shocking. But then it wasn't like the guy was sitting there ogling or going, or anything like that. He was nervous about it. He apologized immediately, and then she, like, kicked him out. But it was just weird. I mean, I don't know. I guess because of, I don't know. Maybe it's a part of where they've treated the women as athletes finally, and that but, you know, yeah, like, I was at a CrossFit competition. Believe me, the girls are athletes, but there's also a giant sex appeal to them. And I'm speaking from the guy perspective because, believe me, the women see the same thing in guys. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's what we're missing. Maybe, like, we've gotten it to where it's like, no, they're only athletes. And when they mix something else in, it's like, eh.
But here's the thing. It's kind of like they don't beat you over the head with the sexuality anymore. Right. Like, it's like, we know what they look like. The whole thing is like, especially since the Bella Twins haven't been there, because they kind of played up their sex appeal too. But it's kind of like, they know the women look the way they look, but it's all like, you know, we're glamorous, we're beautiful, we're strong. It's like, you see Charlotte, you don't need anybody to tell you that Charlotte Flair looks like how Charlotte Flair looks. Like, and you pointed out, like, it's not just the women are great wrestlers. they're like comic books. Right. They get these drop dead gorgeous women that look in all these different ways and have them wrestle. So they don't need to tell you over and over again how beautiful they are. Cause like, they know you have eyes. They know you can see somebody. Like, you know, you see Sasha Banks glammed up looking the way she look. You know she's attractive. You don't got to tell somebody 16 or 17 times. So for them to do that with Alexa Bliss is like, it just seems unnecessary because it's like, that's the whole thing. Just still unnecessary. It says a lot that Young Justice handles sexuality better than WWE does.
Yeah, I'm still. I got two episodes to go, and on that,
and I'm just thinking. I'm just thinking about that like from season one.
Yeah,
we're talking about like teenagers. And I've just thought about that, like, you know. And I asked my friends, like, was this like TVG or PG? Because this show seemed grown.
That I don't remember. It might have been TV-14. No, it could have been because it was on at like 9 or 10 in the morning on Saturday.
Yeah, they told me it was PG. And I was like, yeah, it seemed grown. Like in a way, like, you know, I wouldn't expect from the character that age range.
Where are you on the show, by the way?
I'm on episode 21 or 22 of season 1. Like, I'm almost done season 1.
Okay. Just wait. That show was ahead of its time. And you're gonna realize it as you go on. And I can't give anything away.
I can tell by watching it that it was kind of like they didn't realize what they had, because I was like, that's the first time like I was watching. I'm like, how did this show get canceled?
Well, one, they kept moving it around time slots.
Mm-hmm.
It was noon, then 9, then 8 o'clock at night, and I was like, where are we supposed to watch this at? And then DVRs came out, all right, cool. But then it was still like, what are you doing with this show? And one thing that I had a hard time with in the beginning, it doesn't follow any continuity whatsoever. It does whatever it wants. And I really like that. I didn't like it at first, because I was like, all right, so when is this finally going to happen? And then something else happens, you're going, wait, what?
Yeah, but it builds up. It's kind of like stuff happens, but they talk about stuff from like previous episodes.
Yes.
Like, it'd be something like, you know, something happens at an episode and they deal with the aftermath for like two or three more episodes. Yeah. They bring up something that happened like six episodes ago. So it's like they do stuff and they don't forget about it.
Oh, they, but they the bring time up frame stuff is like, from previous seasons. This new season, if you didn't see the other, it's a good thing you're doing this, because if you were watching this season, you would have no clue what's going on.
Yeah, that's why I didn't even want to bother. I'm like, you know, because I started watching it and then I stopped. Now I'm watching it again because the new episodes came. And like, yeah, I don't want to jump in season. No, some shows you can't do that. It's like, I've read enough about the show to say like it's some continuity, even though it's like different episodes of like September, August, July, September. And it's like, what's going on? Because the months never match up. They never say the year. Like, the months and days never match up as if it's in proper order, but the shows are in order because they talk about stuff that like happens and everything. And I'm like, yeah, this is a very smart, nuanced show. Like, and it's like, I'm glad that it's back. So I'm looking forward to like catching up or anything like that. But yeah, I was just amazed as like, because I remember people talking about Young Justice, but they didn't talk about like they talked about Teen Titans.
Yeah, well, but like, one, people, two totally different shows, too.
Yeah, but it's like, I heard a lot of people like Teen Titans, and they got mad when Teen Titans Go came, because it was just so completely different, although it's like people who love Teen Titans Go really love it, and like, I've watched both. I like them both, even though they're completely different shows. Yeah. It's like, you know, Teen Titans Go knows what type of show it is, and if you watch it for itself, it's fine. If you watch Teen Titans and then watch this and you can't let that go, then you're not going to like it. Young Justice is one of those shows, like, the people who liked it really liked it, but I never ran into a lot of people who, like, talked about it.
Right. Yeah, and it was just one of those things, like, a lot of people watched. It had a, you know, vociferous, God, barely talk, fan base. And when they canceled, it was like, what the hell? And it was weird because it was right around time where Cartoon Network canceled all the DC stuff.
Yeah, I remember that too.
And what's weird is it's owned by Time Warner. Cartoon Network, all that's owned by Time Warner, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's Warner Brothers, correct? Or is that not the same?
No, it's not. I don't think it's the same.
Oh, all right. Well, I guess that kind of makes sense. So,
I don't know 100%, but I want to say no. But now you're going to have us look it up just to see so we won't, so we actually know what we're talking about.
Let's see. Yeah, it would be nice, huh? Yeah, Time Warner. AOL Time Warner. This is from, I was from 2016, but yeah. Yeah, they own Warner Brothers. So.
Oh, well, there we go.
Yeah, they own HBO, Turner, half and of the Warner CW, Brothers. Okay. Cartoon Network, Audience. Yeah.
Warner Media. Huh. Okay, well, there we go.
It kind of made sense, but when you said no, I was like, oh, well, that's believable too.
I thought it did because like the name, I like maybe it's just because we assume it does because the name there, like, well, we were overthinking it. It's just funny how, you know, like a show that was ahead of its time and now it's going to come back because of streaming and everyone getting their networks. So that's definitely funny. Not as funny as since Spider-Man's trailer. Even before I talk about the trailer, I was laughing at all these people talking about, look at Sony being greedy. They're ruining the Avengers because they sold that Spider-Man alive. You dummies really thought Spider-Man was going to be dead.
Well, go ahead.
Even if it's like, we don't know if it's a prequel or a sequel, like, it's Spider-Man. Out of all the characters involved in Marvel movies, if it's anybody that's not dying, let's like permanent death, it's going to be Black Panther and Spider-Man. Like, why are people acting like the people that's going to watch this trailer? Because we've pointed out before, it's a small crowd of people who watch trailers online. Even if it's like 20, 30 views, a lot of them are like people watching it 45 or 50 times. Like, it's a lot of people who don't watch a trailer for the first time till it comes on TV or it comes on the movie theater. So the type of person that hunts out a trailer online is going to know that Spider-Man is not going to stay dead. So why are people complaining about that?
Well, all right. One, I don't want to say he's going to stay dead, all right, because that's just kind of silly. But I guess this goes back to what we were talking about with Spider-Verse. Who owns Miles Morales? Because with the success of Spider-Verse, I'm not saying that it's directly tied into it being Miles Morales, more so than it's just a great movie. Maybe Marvel's got something up their sleeve with, like, nope. These are in the past, and when we come out of Avengers and all that, then...
Here's the thing. You know? Marvel's directing the stuff is still Sony's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, Sony still get, like, the movie profits. You know, Marvel gets, like, merchandise profits. And they get to, like, direct and, like, they get to do the movie. Sony get the money. So
you're saying Sony won't let them kill him off?
I'm like...
You think?
Yeah, like, why would they? Like, Spider-Man movies, more than anybody, make money. Even the bad ones make money. So, like, what are people talking about? And this whole, well, they announced it early and it's like that. I'm like... I would give more credence to that, even though it's kind of like it's different than a trailer announcement. If Marvel didn't say, oh, yeah, we're going to have new shows with Scarlet Witch and Vision and Winter Soldier and Falcon on our streaming show. Yeah, last time I checked, they were all dead, too. So
the Vision Scarlet Witch could still be in the past. It could be about their time in between. If you want to.
Oh, when they were in Europe getting coffee, talking about life.
Yeah, trying to figure out how to make a and when sexual Winter relationship Soldier, work between
yeah,
a woman
and when
and a
Winter
robot.
Soldier and Falcon were on, were what, when they were looking for Captain, when they got out the car before they fought in the airport, like, come on, man. So anyway, beyond all that mess, so I saw the trailer, and it's funny, like, I didn't pass it to you because I assumed that you would see it, and I wasn't on Twitter, so I saw it, like, 7 minutes after it came out. So I didn't even bother. So I'm like, you know, Jeremy will find out because he keeps up with this type of stuff. And then you told me, like, later in the day, oh, trailer came out. I'm at work. Damn it.
Yeah, just send it to me because I was in a meeting. And, you know how those go. So I pulled out my phone and I hit YouTube. And it was, the trending. And it said Spider-Man. I was like, what? So I bought my buddy Juan. I was like, dude, look, I'm pointing at my phone trying to, like, be, like, you know, nonchalant about it. And he goes, what? I'm like, oh, my God. So I finally held my phone up in front of his face. I was like, look at the top. He goes, oh, man, is that real? I was like, I don't know. We're in a meeting, stupid. And he's got no couth. So he just goes ahead and pulls it up on his phone. And, like, there's nowhere to hide. So I'm like, ugh. But, yeah, so as soon as I got out, I saw it. And then, I don't know. I liked the trailer. And it was funny. I was talking to you, and it didn't even occur to me that... you know, I forgot Mysterio. It's weird saying Mysterio because I'm so used to Rey Mysterio. So saying it like that, I'm always like, am I saying it right? And it's just funny, like, watching it, you forget he's the bad guy. And I know a lot of people are like, well, you don't know if he's the bad guy. No, he makes illusions. So he's probably, I'm guessing, trying to play the hero.
Here's the thing, though. We assume that it probably will be that, but they've done enough changing and jigging around with Spider-Man lore to, like, that's not 100%. Like, think about all the changes to Spider-Man Homecoming made to, like, characters and stuff, and think about the people you haven't seen.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
You know, like, think about how mad people got. Oh, we used to Aunt May Nina Walker, and now she hot. How dare they?
And now it appears that she's her and Happy have got something going on. Mm-hmm.
Good for him.
Good for Happy. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, good for her. You know, beat all. You know. So I mean, we even talk about the trailer. Like, you know, one, he finally takes Spider-Man out of New York. So it's like, you know, because Spider-Man's always tied to being like the neighborhood Spider-Man. He's always done New York stuff beside the one fight in Infinity War when they were in space. But it's like, you know, you're used to Spider-Man in New York. So having him on, like, you know, a role game, so to speak, taking out his environment, that's one thing. Him interacting with Nick Fury, because it's like, I would have never guessed that.
And that's what I'm guessing. This is in the past. I'm guessing, but
why? We'll see. It's kind of like, that's the whole thing. They haven't gave you a hint to say, because when they showed his passport, they hid, like, the year. Yes. So it's like, they did a good job where you don't know if it's the past or the present, and we won't know until we see the movie. So it's like, that whole they announcing him part doesn't bother me. The special effects of, like, with Mysterio is like, they got him flying around. He's Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that get me is like, okay, I know his whole thing is like, you know, illusions and, you know, special effects and stuff. He's still like, he's flying, shooting laser beams.
Yes. That's exactly, you know, what it looked like. It's like, what?
Yeah. With a fishbowl on his head, and he doesn't look ridiculous. And I don't know how you pull that off. Because that's one of those outfits, like, it looks cool and on a comic book, but you just picture in person, and it would just seem stupid. But somehow it didn't seem stupid when you saw it.
Yeah. And I don't know. I actually always liked the design of Mysterio. I don't know. I thought it was kind of fun.
Yeah, but if you saw a guy walking out and shoot with a fishbowl on his head, how would you think it would look?
Yeah. Well, who's to say I haven't? I went to college. I went to Kent State.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Which I forgot. I wanted to talk about the Nigel McGuinness thing, but it's too late now. But I had no idea Nigel McGuinness went to Kent State.
I didn't either.
And I forgot that they mentioned that in there. I went, huh? I forgot to tell Kevin that too.
Yeah, it's
he
funny.
He would have been there the same time we were there.
It's funny you think about foreign guys going to American college. Like, Enos Kanter went to Kentucky. And whenever they mention that, I'm like, I always think, like, you know, he was on the Turkey national team, and then he just came over, like, oh, he went to college?
Yes.
Like, it just seemed weird, because you never think about, you know, if they went to college, you think they went to school where they live.
Yes.
Like, not came to America and went to college. So it'd be like if Dirk Nowitzki went to Duke.
Yeah.
Before he got drafted by Mavericks, you'd be like, why?
Yeah, the weirdest thing, though, is he would have been at Kent State the same time Kevin and I were there, which is just crazy to me. So,
yes, it is.
But anyways, yeah, but no, it's, yeah, no, the Mysterio thing, or Mysterio, I'll keep him whist now. I'm compensated for something that's not incorrect. So, but no, I don't know, man, I thought it looked pretty cool, it looked fun. Because now you're getting into the whole crush with
MJ.
Yeah.
He has a type of light-skinned black women. So I don't blame him. Like, you know, even without being all glammed up, she's definitely not ugly.
Yeah. And but I like the fact that his friends that what's his friend's name? I forgot.
Which one?
The heavyset kid.
Oh, Ned.
Yeah. And then at the end, Flash, call him a dickwad. He's like, yeah, I respect Spider-Man for what he's doing. He says, hey, Flash, what's up, dickwad? I just thought that was a good way to end I thought it was kind of funny. But Doesn't Flash Thompson become a bad guy in the comics?
He becomes Venom.
Okay, so that is... Okay, alright. I'm just making sure. So, alright.
But he's not a bad guy when he's Venom. He's working for the government.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. All like, right. He's like a super... He's like a, you know, a government soldier.
That's right.
No, it's more like he's an antagonist, and then he's dating Black Cat, so she... Because she wants to basically... get back at Spider-Man for dumping her. So it's like, yeah, I'm gonna date the dickhead dude that used to bully you, so you get to see me all the time. Yeah, somehow Spider. Spider-Man's always been a weird thing because it's kind of like it's just so many iterations of him, but it's like it's this push and pull. Like, you know, you want to keep him as a kid and a teenager because that's when he's most relatable, but movie people tend like him. It's funny where people didn't like Spider-Man Homecoming because it felt so young, even though that's Spider-Man comics always felt young. But they were used to, like, you know, you watch the Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield movies, like, yeah, I know they're in high school and college. I'm watching grown-ass men and grown-ass women.
Yeah.
Like, you know, Emma Stone can go ahead, you know, you look at, you know, she's grown. You know, Kristen Dunst. No, you definitely know Tobey Maguire ain't no kid. Okay. Like when you watch those Spider-Man movies, like, you know. So, boy, you watch Spider-Man Homecoming, even though they're like young adults, they still all look like teenagers. So, and it's like it feels like a, you know, more like an age appropriate movie for Spider-Man. Yeah. So, like that part, I like that. You know, it's still funny hearing Tom Holland talking his regular voice. They need to stop getting these British people like being American Skrulls and just faking it.
Well, even Tom Hardy. Or what was it?
Tom Hardy. Well, Tom Hardy is damn, you know, a Warner Brothers character. He loves being Daffy Duck.
Yeah.
Like, I think he picks movies so he can do funny voices. Because, like, wear masks.
Hey, real quick, on the Tobey Maguire front, have you seen Cider House Rules? Or The Cider House Rules?
I have heard of it. I have never seen it from beginning to end.
I saw it in theaters, and I actually forgot. I forgot most of the movie. At least was watching it the other day. The fact that Tobey Maguire became, like, a star after seeing him in that movie is outrageous. He looks like a goofball most of the movie. And I guess that's why when they announced him as Spider-Man, people were, like, annoyed. Like, this guy? Which I totally get now. I mean, he's just slack-jawed the entire movie. And you're like, oh my god.
This guy
beds Charlize Theron? Get the fuck out of here. It's like, you gotta be joking.
I mean, she's been with worse in movies.
Yeah.
They had her, she's married to Jason Bateman, like, that's a thing. In Hancock. No disrespect to Jason Bateman. Like, come on now. Like, it's... But it's funny, if you saw early Leonardo DiCaprio stuff, like in TV and movie, you would think, like, and then you see him, and not even like Titanic, the part is like, wait a second, this slack jaw dude and what's eating Gilbert Grape is going to be, get eaten by a bear in The Revenant? Like, yeah, you know, so everybody can't be Christian Bale, where it's like they just came and they were Christian Bale and were just great from Jump Street. And before we move to the next topic, is he the best, like, working actor alive, Christian Bale?
Oh, yeah.
Like, as far as, like, talent?
No doubt about that, yeah.
Yeah. Because it's just amazing how talented he is.
And he can, like, move seamlessly between parts.
He was Batman and Dick Cheney.
Yes.
Think about that.
Yeah. Well, like, and then he was the machinist thing.
Yeah, I saw that.
Which is just dumb. I didn't see the movie. I saw the pictures.
Yeah, and he went from doing that to being Batman.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, I saw Vice, and I told you about that. Like, he was believable as Dick Cheney, like, way, like, scary believable. And it's like, they are not the same age. They don't look anything alike.
Yeah.
He looked and talked and moved like it's, and not like somebody pretending to be Dick Cheney. It's like, I'm thinking it's, like, a good representative of Dick Cheney. Like, when Daniel Day-Lewis was Abraham Lincoln, except for, like, you don't really know how Abraham Lincoln moved because none of us were alive.
Yeah.
So you just had to, like, guesstimate. Like, you see what he looked like, and people, like, said they heard how his voice was, although it's like, I never heard a recording, so it's like, you're just guessing. But it's like, people have seen Dick Cheney. Like, his footage, how he moved and stuff like that. So Yeah, I just thought about like Christian Bale because it's kind of like he's just, it's just amazing. And then I remember seeing like old stuff. Like I remember him not even like, you know, Equilibrium. I remember him in Shaft being a villain in that.
Oh my God, that's right. I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
You know they're making another one of those?
Yes.
All right.
They making another Ghostbusters with teenagers.
Oh my. So. Oh, is that what it's gonna be?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know what Jason Reitman, right?
Yes, Ivan's son.
Yeah, whatever. I won't see that one either. So.
Yeah. So it's kind of like it's just but it's just always funny when you see like stars in old movies and then you forgot. Oh yeah, such and such was this movie or like this is where such and such started. You know, like when Liam Neeson pops up and next to Ken is like, oh yeah, he was in this.
Well, we were talking off air last week, RoboCop 3. All the people in that.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my God, that is brutal. I forgot how bad that was.
I never did.
Oh. I mean, I knew it was bad. I didn't realize it was that bad.
Bad and cheap looking.
I mean, yes, and that's the big problem. Well, I forgot it was PG-13 as well.
Mm-hmm.
So they got rid of all the violence and swearing and all that. And boy, I mean, that's not what the first movie was about anyways, but oof, just rough business. Like, the building blows up at the end, and he's just flying away on his jetpack. Like, don't worry about all the people around it. Like,
yeah, oh, the building was empty. Really? Everybody on, like, all the 70 floors below, they just ran out because they knew the fight going on? Like, yeah, it's like, best not to think about stuff like that. No, it's just weird watching, like, 80s movies. I told you I watched Raw Deal. And it's funny. I had heard about the movie, and I knew it was a Schwarzenegger movie. I had never watched it. Like, never even thought about. Like, that was the one that I had never, like, I watched all his other stuff from, like, the 80s. Yeah. I had never seen that one. Nope. And it was like, so for some reason, and then the storyline is ridiculous. So he was an FBI agent that quit because he's about to get fired because I guess he used, like, excessive violence against some, like, a rapist. So he ends up leaving the FBI to become, like, a small-town sheriff. Some dude from the FBI takes money out of his own savings so Schwarzenegger can go undercover and, like, you know, infiltrate the mob because the mob killed the dude's son. So he's playing, like, you know, this sneaky, you know, made man from Miami with, like, slick back hair and a suit. And it's like, nobody's, like, this dude walking around 6'5" with this thick-ass accent and, like, oh, I'm from Miami, you know, I know how the coke, you follow the air with the coke move green, you know how things are going. And it's, and I'm like, really? He's Donnie Brasco and nobody, like, it's basically like Donnie Brasco.
Cool. I've got it set to record, so I can't wait to
see this. Yes, like, definitely watch this because it's just, it's because the dude was Sosa from Scarface is one of the guys in this, is one of the villains. Like, it's just hilarious how, like, he's playing, like, a noble undercover gangster. And I'm like, I always laugh when Arnold Schwarzenegger tries to play, like, you know, I'm just an American guy. I'm just this regular guy from American heartland looking like that, sounding like that. Because Gerard Butler does the same thing. And, you know, like, yeah. Oh, I'm Mike Bannon. I'm Secret Service agent from Chicago. Sure thing, lot. like, come on now. So, but yeah, like I had the day off. I was watching some old movies and some of the stuff I haven't heard of. Like, it was one movie. What was it called? Shakedown with Sam Elliott and Peter Weller, original robot.
Yeah.
Like, he's like a lawyer that's about to work for this big time firm, and Sam Elliott's an undercover cop, and they're working together to, like, you know, find out this drug dealer is really innocent. And the wife is like, why do you care if he didn't do it? He probably did something, like, piece of trash. And she was all like, hold on, like, what are you doing, Melania? Like, she was just in. He was just like, you know, you're doing all this for this black such and such and such. You know, he's so crack. And it's like, yeah, but he didn't kill anything. Well, if he didn't do it, he obviously did something. Like, fuck justice.
Jesus.
Yes. And I'm like,
I remember the title. I remember the people in it. I remember that movie at all, though. Apparently.
They're chasing this black dude. They have on, like, a robe with beads. And he pulls out a machine gun and guns down, like, six cops. jumps in a cop car, and it's like a chase through the streets. Sam Elliott and Peter Weller jump this like motorcycle gang to steal their bike to chase them. And Sam Elliott jumps off the motorcycle, grabs a fence, shoots a gas tank near the cop car to blow up the cop car and the dude, and like pulls himself up. I'm like, now I know why Jeremy likes all these old 80s movies, because it's all this old stuff. Yeah, it's all this ridiculous stuff I had never even heard of and seen. Like, everyone's seen, like, you know, Top Gun and Die Hard. I never heard of this damn movie.
And as you're doing this, I'm going to my Amazon Prime trying to see if it's on there. I mean, that sounds magical.
It is. It's just because it's kind of like, one, the language is like, yeah, it ain't for all people complaining about politically correct language. Just pull up an 80s movie.
And
you'll be just fine, because they are just as salty as can be. The violence is just insane. And just like, that was the thing where anybody could be a leading man if you were like, it didn't just matter. Like, look, if you had some type of talent, you could like star in a movie. You didn't necessarily have to be a pretty boy, because like Peter Weller is not no pretty. Like, his face definitely is like noticeable because he has those sharp ass jawline. But it's not like he's like a Hollywood matinee idol. But he could pop up in a movie. Liam Neeson could pop up in me Darkman.
That still cracks me up, and I still like Darkman too. I mean, it's got, you know, it's got all the Sam Raimi tropes, but still I liked it. One thing, is there a more well-respected actor than Sam Elliott that's been in a lot of bad movies like he has?
Probably Michael Caine.
Oh yeah, good call.
And if you keep it up, Robert De Niro, because he pops up on a lot of like Netflix and Amazon. He was in a couple movies with Batista.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about old Bob anymore.
I mean,
I think he's respected for his old work, but
yeah, I know he's been in some good stuff like lately, like here and there. You got to kind of search for. I know they're doing that movie on Netflix with like Scorsese, The Irishman, yes. Where it's like $170 million budget because they had to use like that de-aging technology because it's De Niro, Pacino, and Joe Pesci.
Oh, that one is going to be on Netflix. Okay,
yeah, because Netflix basically gave them the money they needed. So no Netflix. Yeah, that's one of my Netflix bills about to go up.
I was going to say, how do you feel about that, by the way? We can wrap up on this, because my sinuses are going insane right now. What do you think about that? Like, for me, it's going up $2, because we got the 4K stuff. Well, I guess for both of us. I don't really care.
Yeah, the cost is the cost. Like, you think you're going to get Sandra Bullock showing up on Netflix and not going to pay for it? Like, that's how it's going to be. And consider how many people like pirate, like they don't, most people don't probably only pay for the Netflix anyway, so it's not going to affect them. It's going to affect the people who ever pay for it. I have the 4K one too, so $2 is not going to, like, I'm not going to notice it at all.
Yeah,
and that's how they get, like, and when you go up a little bit, it's like, okay, you complain about for like a month, and then it's like, okay, it used to be such and such, and now it went up $2 more. You get used to it after like a month and a half.
I can watch Shakedown on Stars, by the way. Finally found it.
So that doesn't bother me. I'm not too surprised considering like how much money they're spending. But it gets run into the whole thing is like it's just so much. It's so much stuff comes out. It's hard to keep up. I know some movie of Mads Mikkelsen coming out, like he's like an assassin.
Yeah.
And I saw the previews for it, and I think it come out in February. But it's like if I don't get the email for it, I'll forget all about it.
Yeah. Well, they also said that Netflix spent, what, $16 billion, supposedly, on original content, which sounds like a ridiculous amount of money.
Yeah, but then you think about, you know, when you hear those, oh, Chris Rock gets $50 million for two shows, it's like, okay, well, there's your money. Or, like, if you watch Altered Carbon and see how much money, like, a lot of shows look expensive as hell.
Yeah.
And it's like, they don't go, and it's funny when you think about the stuff they want to spend money on and the stuff they don't want to spend. Because they've canceled some shows because they's like, you know, it's too expensive. Which is this funny thing. Like Marco Polo was one of those. And The Get Down was another one. Like, it costs too much, so we cancel it. Which is hilarious considering how much money Netflix has. Like, even back then it had money. And it would sound insane if they said that now because, like, y'all, money shouldn't be an issue. But, you know, money is always an issue, even when it should be, because we talk about that with, like, you know, HBO, like Game of Thrones. They may not be cheap, And it's like, do people not realize how much money they spend on that damn show? Like, you know, I know it's kind of like, and even they have limits, because like that show is expensive as hell. But it's like they don't have an unlimited budget like Marvel does, or you know, or like basically like Disney does, where it's like you spend whatever you want to do a Star Wars or Marvel movie.
Yeah, and, well, especially with Netflix. I mean, they are strict. Oh, sweet, I can watch it. I'm getting set to record Shakedown here, so. They're based on subscribers, you know. They don't have anybody else. So, you know, if stuff starts plunging, and apparently they run debt. They're running in a severe debt anyways. So, I can see why they raise prices. I don't mind. I mean,
but their whole thing is kind of like they're going to get a lot of whatever new money going to get is going to be from overseas. That's why they start doing overseas shows. So like, whoever got Netflix in America got it by now. It's like almost everybody has it, and whoever doesn't have it is not going to get it. Yeah. Like, but now it's kind of like we only get that overseas money. But it's like, yeah, I compete with everybody else, not just Disney. It's like Amazon. That's the killer right there, because they got money over money, which is why, oh yeah, we can do a Lord of the Rings show.
Yeah.
Not a movie, a show. Like, what's the budget going to be? I don't know, $250 to $500 million. Oh well. That's just a drop in the damn bucket. And that's the stakes that people are dealing with. And like Apple's talking about getting the TV business, and we already know what Disney's doing. So it's like that whole cut the cord and everyone will save money crap was just nonsense. That's
all out the door.
It sounded real nice when they did it. And it's like all people want to do is just have their own stuff, because like, oh, you just pick this and take that. I'm like, yeah, next thing you know, you got to pick like 8 different things. You're not saving money anymore. And that only works if you have good internet. And contrary to popular belief, there's a lot of places in America where I'm not even so someone might, you know, I know you laughing like mine. Uh-huh. I have enough speed where I can watch 4K stuff on like Netflix. But that's really about it. Like, I can't even download, like, if I want to download a movie, or like, God forbid, a game. That's why my friend, oh, you still buy physical discs? It would take me like 4 days to download some of these damn games if I did. Like, yeah, everybody don't have 1 gigabyte speed. And you talk about these games, like, well, you know, even when I have the disc copy, Red Dead Redemption 2, it was like, what, 200 gigabytes or some nonsense like that? Like, that took me half the day to do that.
Yeah, well, you can also install it from the disc too, but most people don't know that. But
no, that's what I did.
And
that's
how, okay. So, really? Damn.
And that's from installing from the disc, that's how long it took, like 4 or 5 hours. And I had, and that's the first, and that's the first PlayStation game I bought that was on 2 discs. It was so damn big. I thought the whole thing.
Blu-rays.
Yes. And it's like, that was the whole thing. Like, oh, Blu-ray, you never got to switch out 3 or 4 discs, because that's the thing of Blu-ray. And Rockstar was like, ha ha ha, gotcha. You thought.
Now just wait for Grand Theft. So,
nah, I ain't buying that. No.
I know.
We can end on Red Dead, since we brought it up. So, apparently this is a thing, and I'm not surprised I read about it. So, a lot of people know when they play online, they play as black characters, it doesn't end well for them. Like, they deal with, like, a lot of racism, or, like, people are, like, extra violent to them than, like, normal. Because they say, like, it's not...
I haven't been online, so I don't know.
Yeah, I don't play online. It's not just the fact, it's like the time period. Because it's like during that Wild West time, and it's like that level of realism. And then it's like, you know, yeah, it's kind of like... That's one of the reasons why I don't play online.
Wait a minute, are you talking about the game itself, does it? Or the other people playing?
No, other people playing. Okay. They'll, like, okay. Like, they'll pretend to be like the clan and like hunt. If they see like a character and he's like the character's black, they'll try to lynch him. Or like, you know, call him.
I never heard of this.
Cliff. Yeah, I was reading a story, but they was talking about how that happens. Like, you know, if you're a woman, especially if you're black, they will antagonize you more than normal. And they say like a lot of times people start doing like they stick together, like, you know, or one character say they make sure their gun is super noticeable. Like, you know, they try as much as they do to say, don't mess with me. And you know, I'm not that surprised, because it's like, and when you're anonymous, it just brings out the worst in people.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But it's just a shame that even in video games, people just want to be like, that's your first thought? Let's round up some colors. Like, what happened to having fun? And that's why I stopped playing Grand Theft Auto, because I reached a certain age where, no, I do not want to rob a prostitute and get my money back.
Well, that's what I said. That's what's funny, that they didn't have that stuff in Red Dead. So I'll be curious if there is another Grand Theft, if they include that stuff anymore. Which,
yes, they will.
I would Grant, think so. I mean, that's
part they're of- still making money off Grand Theft Auto. That game came out how many years ago, and they're still making boatloads of money. So, yeah, so
it came out when I moved to Charlotte. So,
yeah, so yes, there's going to be another Grand Theft Auto game, and it's going to be the biggest seller. Because look how much money Red Dead Redemption made, and it's like that's going to be a drop in the bucket compared to Grand Theft Auto. But even
did
I played
Red Dead. Yeah, by the way,
I stopped playing.
Oh, okay.
I'm just like, I need to go back to playing, but that's my thing. Like, I started playing, enjoying it, and then I just, like, I noticed with certain games where if it's not, if I don't feel it, like, it's a beautiful game, and it's a lot of stuff going on. It's not necessarily fun to, like,
it
actually
does have
play.
A lot of mundane aspects to it.
Yeah, like, do I really need to shave my face, and I gotta make stew, and, like, I do that at home.
Yeah. I mean, later on, you have to do chores.
Why am I going to turn on a game so I got to brush my damn horse? Yeah. Like, that's not. I don't play. I'm not into The Sims.
You know what's funny? I didn't realize I was getting off the horse the entire time to brush it. I didn't realize you had the magic brush on you. So if you're riding, if you ride the horse, you're on it, go to the horse stuff, use the brush there, it automatically cleans it. Mm-hmm. I had no idea until, like, a few days ago.
Yeah, like, I don't. I want to play the game. It's too much stuff, like, you know, make sure your horse is fair, Arthur. Yep. Make sure you eat. You know, you want to get the bloody lung, Arthur. Take medicine. Gotta make sure you take a bath so the gals ain't afraid of, you know, oh, put your bath school on me going there so you don't get caught. No snowstorm. Your jacket too thin, Arthur. You might get cold. Oh, your jacket too thick, Arthur. You going to sweat it out.
Yes. What? Yes. I thought that was crazy because... I
can I play games, Mom? Like, I'm reading all this stuff. It's about make sure you had the proper wardrobe because you might get too hot, you get dehydrated, and get weak. So if you get weak, drink whiskey, eat this biscuit, and you'll be like, I do not want to play Cowboy Zelda. all this stuff you got to do. What I got to do next? Balance my checkbook? Like, let me be.
Just keep playing.
Yeah, I'm sure I gotta do that next. So it's like, I want to be a cowboy, and they had me do. You know what it's like? It's like the Phantom Menace. I don't want to be a Jedi, and y'all talking about tax brackets.
Yeah, it does. In that respect, it does. Something happens in the game where you have to start watching your money.
Oh, God.
It's pretty funny.
Dutch had a plan; it didn't work right. So I'm guessing.
Okay, well, I'm not. I won't spoil it for you, but you're not correct, actually.
Oh, so, I'm surprised.
I was surprised too. He has a plan. So
he sure did. I played Red Dead Redemption 1, and this is a prequel to that one. So I see how Dutch ended up. So I'm like, yeah, him and his plans. So, but that's fine. But no, to answer that question, I have not. Maybe I'll get back to it. But I still have the last Tomb Raider game and the last Assassin's Creed game to play, and I rather. Part of me just want to play those because, like, if it's a game I'm having fun with, I can delve into. Like, when I play God of War, I enjoy playing that. When I play Spider-Man, I enjoy playing Spider-Man. When I play this, it's like, I admire the game. I'm not having fun all the time. Like, I don't want to, maybe not run too fast with my horse. I might kill a dog and my mission fail. I got time for all that. I just want to play. If I want to do real life stuff, I'll do real life stuff. I don't want to worry about getting gout.
Yeah. And yeah, it's crazy. Some of the stuff I really enjoy, but now as I'm like, I finished the game and you can go back in and finish up trials and all that, I'm like, I don't want to be doing some of the stuff anymore. So, but the online part, that does not surprise me. It does surprise me, but then as you explain, I'm like, nah, I shouldn't. Just after the bullshit I've dealt with, you know, I've dealt with, like, so dramatic, but anyways, we got to get out. My head is just everything's draining all of a sudden. So, that's like going to bed healthy and then you wake up with a full on cold. I don't know how that shit happens, but
it's called old age.
Anyways, all right, guys, thanks for listening. We watch stuff on all your social media. I'm sorry, on all your podcast platforms. Sunk Granny as well. And I'm going to sneeze, so I'll let Shahid take us out.
For Jeremy Mays, I'm Shahid, because I don't have a last name anymore, because I'm getting a title push. We are out.
I was like, what the fuck was that?